This is Anderson Penn's podcast episode 166 for Tuesday, September 22nd, 2015. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
This is the Anderson Penn's radio network.
Somebody wave if you can hear us.
So we're going to have to vamp till ready here.
There we go. We are heading to the Big D.
Dallas, for those of you down south.
What else would it be? Well, I guess Denver,
Detroit. Denver, Detroit. There's...
You really don't know what the Big D is.
I do. Anyway, Dallas Penn Show this week. We are excited. We leave tomorrow.
Tomorrow afternoon.
That's it.
What do you got? Thanks so much for watching. We will see you next week. See all of you down in Dallas. No, show goes Friday, Saturday, all day. We're waiting.
Yeah, it's a great show.
Sound in the store. Great. Thanks, Paul.
It's a great show. It's a fun drive. The highway in Oklahoma, I think we've mentioned this before,
big
is
cabin.
Really weird. You pay a toll, you drive, you get off, there's something about a ticket, and then you keep going, you get off, and then they give you money back. It's really cool.
Yes, this is one of my favorite shows.
Yeah, it's really great.
So we got lots planned for the show. It's going to be fun year. We are making a visit to...
Don't drop it.
We've been invited by Retro 51 to come and take a tour of their facilities. So that's going to be fun.
That'll be fun.
What else are we doing? We're having barbecue by the pound.
At a place called 1050 Barbecue. So somebody in Dallas, tell me it's good, because the GM of Pilot says it's really awesome. So we've got dinner with the general manager of Pilot, John Lane, and the owner of Retro 51, George. And apparently they're taking us to this place where you pick out your food and then they weigh the plate. It's apparently really amazing. Okay. So those of you keeping track, that was food at like 3 minutes in or something.
Okay.
We're excited. I've never had my plate weighed before.
Other than that, of course, there's the Dallas Penn Show silent auction, which is always fun.
We love that.
Michael Saul will be there. He usually has a piece.
Don't bid on it. It's all ours.
Up for auction. Some other cool. I mean, usually it's a lot of lots. Maybe like 100 lots.
100 things. Can't get good help anymore. Yeah, there are probably, I don't know, between 50 and 100 different items in the auction, and it's just really, there's some cool stuff. You've got kind of generic stuff. You've got paper, ephemera, vintage, modern.
Yeah, good stuff. We always come home with something. And looking forward to it. We're at a slight disadvantage because, of course, we're at the table, and when it when the end of the auction comes, we're never there. So, okay. Anyway, hope to see you guys there.
Definitely, if you're anywhere nearby,
you need to go.
It's a really fun show, club run, but they've expanded it to make it big enough to enjoy, but it's not huge like LA and DC. It's a lot of fun.
And when we're not at the show, we can be found in the restaurant/bar area, drinking Ziegenbach and having some hopefully better appetizers this year.
And check out the waitress, the server, the bartender, Bin. She is awesome. On top of things, she's phenomenal. Love her.
So anyway, Friday, Saturday, let's chat about some pen, paper, and ink, perhaps. This week, we've got two inks on tap that we've been testing out. I have been using Diatramentis Jeans Blue. Sorry, no pictures this week. Just too busy getting everything going. But Jeans Blue, nice, almost a tealish color. Pleased so far. Now, I put it in a new pen, which we'll talk about in just a minute. So far I like it. I like it a lot. It's a nice, nice color, not too off the chart, but, you can use it in business setting and, I like it. Dietro Mezzogiorno's blue, so I might have more to say about it next week. And you tried a new ink this week.
I did.
Looks like something that came out of a nuclear facility.
Oh, I love it. It's Caran d'Ache, the delicate green. Absolutely cool, bright, light, spring green. Love it. And what is not to love about the bottle?
It looks like something that came out of a nuclear facility.
It's cool.
So
so you don't use it, and there's more for me.
It's not for me, but it's a bright green ink.
But, you know, we were playing around with ink and trying to figure out what to put in a couple of our pens. And we figured we're just going to play around. Actually, we were considering throwing darts. But then we were thinking about doing a pin the tail on the donkey kind of thing. We thought that might be dangerous.
See, I got yelled at when I was trying to pick a color because it took me like more than 5 minutes.
It took a long time. But I just went over and picked one. Boom, done.
So, anyway, interesting experiment this week. So, next week maybe in a couple of weeks I'll get a little more.
Or you get a new pen and you'll have to fill it.
Well, I'll have to get a new pen. Every week we do this, I need to get a new pen. How's that sound?
How about no?
All right. Just moving right along on that one.
Paper. We'll
check some paper. We've got some paper here.
We, as some of you know, we've had a house guest. And a store guest and an office guest and
hired help.
We're bringing him to the show. We're bringing him to the show. So that will be, we've never had anybody in the car with us before. That will be quite an experience. But he's been doing a lot of letter writing. And so I thought that we would just chat for a minute about stationery. So one of the lines that we carry is by Claire Fontaine. It's the Triumph. Do you have a picture of this?
No. We have no pictures.
All right. Two different sizes. What? You were packing. Small and the larger size. Yeah, figure that out. There you go. And it's nice that they also have, they come in either blank or lined. And then you've got envelopes too, because as our house guest likes to say, what good is stationery without the envelopes? So this way you've got everything all together. What was that?
That's
hard to get good help. I know. But really nice paper, really smooth. I mean, you can't go wrong with Claire Fontaine or Rovio. So I think that perhaps in the car I may have to do a little writing. I could write to my mom.
So you can do that when you drive.
I'll dictate. You can write for me.
Nice.
Yep.
Moving right along. We did try out a couple new pens this week. Three, as a matter of fact. We did try three.
Okay.
So it took me quite a bit to find the right combination. But this week I inked up the Platinum 3776 Chartreuse Blue and Rhodium Trim, medium nib. You coincidentally.
I got the Burgundy in the fine nib with the gold trim, and you know, Platinum as a Japanese brand is similar to Sailor and Pilot, really nice nibs. Generally the nibs run about a size smaller, but really good flow. I love it. I wish that I had picked one up sooner.
Interesting thing is they're actually in between, they're kind of in between the Sailor 1911 standard and the large, both price-wise and size-wise. So it's an interesting mix, and I've enjoyed using mine, especially with the rhodium trim. I think it was I was thinking about the gold trim for a while, and I posted on Facebook and Instagram a couple of weeks ago which one I was going to pick, and almost everybody said rhodium. So, and that actually I had actually picked it, and I just wanted to see what the general consensus was, and it seems like rhodium is by far the preferred favorite for the blue, anyway.
Yep.
So.
It's also, I like that it's a good size. I have a fairly small hand. I don't like anything really big. So I'm enjoying that it's a good fit in the hand. Not too big, but not too skinny either.
And she's got that weird green ink in it.
It's cool.
Yeah, nice. Not nice, but it's Nice. Nice. Anyway, nice pen. Platinum 3776, 14 karat nibs.
And we will have the inked pens at the show. Come on up and test them out.
So, also this week.
You had quite the week.
Well, a challenge was made. The gauntlet was thrown down. And I accepted and completed my quest. The task was sent to me to complete 24 Esterbrooks in order to get a particular pen.
You know, we have all those pens that need to be restored. And honestly, it's overwhelming. So for every slaughter, that's S-L-O-T-T-E-R, not slaughter.
And we're gonna show you what a slaughter box is one of these days because some people don't know what it is.
So for every slaughter box, Ryan gets a pen. Some pens are worth two.
I didn't know about every slaughter box I get a pen deal.
Every 12?
Every 12 I get a pen?
Restored pens listed up on the site, you get a pen. Some pens are worth two. So I challenged Brian. I said 24 pens, and there's this Namiki that he's been lusting over, and he put them up.
So I had 24 done in about 4 days. And sorry, I don't have a picture of it. So Wayne, here it is. The Namiki Rodden
Water Surface. Absolutely gorgeous pen. I may have to borrow it.
No, I don't think so. The mother pearl slabs running lengthwise along the barrel. Very, very nice pen. Really very pretty. And of course, it's a vanishing point, so it writes just as you would expect. But now that makes my collection of Rodden's two.
There's another one.
And there is another one. And there's a variation of the first one that I have. So my goal is to get at least all four. And if there's any other ones, then there might be. I don't know if there's any Japanese only. But
I'm sure John will let us know.
John will let us know this weekend. So it's a cool pen. And actually, I will take pictures of it. We are going to have it in stock at some point. I think we actually have a listing up for it on the website. So yeah. I will take pictures of it and put it up. So at least y'all know what it looks like. It's gorgeous. It's really very... It's unusual. You don't see it very often. It took a little bit to get, if I recall correctly, you ordered it.
No, didn't take very long. They had it.
Longer. Okay.
No, I just didn't tell you.
It's a little more unusual, and it's real pretty. I'll have it with me at the show, along with the other rod, and so it's nice. So I accepted the challenge, and I got 24 pens done and up on the website, and there we go. So.
And what are they?
What they are. They are 24 vintage Esterbrook, one dozen full-size J, six LJs, and six SJs. And so that's these are double jewel pens, one of each color, except for the Js, there's two of each color. One of each, there's six colors. Black, blue, gray, green, red, and copper. And
beautiful, ready to write. No chips, no cracks.
No, they turned out. Out real nice. I had my pick of over 280 pens to pick, so I picked 24. So I guess I did almost 10%.
That's not bad. That means so, you can do another 10% when we get back.
I'll get another one. You better order that other rod. Yeah. So there are three different rods. Water surface, the regular rod, and then the third one is called. I forget
stripe?
What it's called. Water stripe, I think, is what it's called. And yes, there is a variation of the first rod, which is the little speckles. The current version has very large pieces of mother of pearl. In a short distance from the center.
Kind of like a belt or a waistband.
Yeah, and the earlier, there's an earlier version that has smaller pieces, almost dust-like, not as large, that are sprinkled, and they go a little bit further on each side. So I've seen it, I saw it in DC, and I saw another example in San Francisco, Completely different look. It's actually harder to make the version that they have now, but it's harder to make the version now. So, but it would be neat to have both versions. So,
yeah, down the road.
Yeah, down the road. Like maybe next.
I quit.
I'm not paying that. Let's see what else came in or what's on the web.
You hit the next one and I'll hit the third one.
We received notice a little while ago that Diamine was coming out with a new ink called the Shimmertastic, which is similar to Shimmertastic. That's what they called it. Similar to the J. Herbin 1670 anniversary ink, the crazy one with all the metallic particles that everybody goes crazy for. And so Diamine is coming out with 10 colors, and we were just notified of the retail price. They didn't even know that yet. It's going to be a 50 mil bottle for $20. There are 10 colors. We do have them up on the site. No pictures. We'll work on that maybe during the drive or when we get back. You can find them online. And they look really cool. So
cool. So there's that. The other big news this past week, big announcement, Mont Blanc, a lot of us have been waiting for this for a long time, has announced platinum versions of the 149 and 147 Traveler. If you're not familiar with the 147, it's Le Grand size as cartridge pen, not a piston, but 149 and 147 with platinum trim. Now, Mont Blanc has issued a Le Grand and a Classique and even a Mozart-sized Meisterstück in platinum versions, but not the 149. This is exciting. A lot of people don't like gold trim. And here we go. We've got a platinum 149. It's going to be – it looks amazing. It's coming out the pre-release pictures. They look great. We're going to get some in. They're coming in next month. In fact, we've even got a couple pre-orders in for them. So if that's something you're interested in, shoot me an email, and we can see if we can get you in on the initial run of these. But they look great. They really, really look great, and I'm hoping to add one to my collection at some point.
What? Well, that's going to be like 36.
Yeah. Okay, 36. I've got the red gold for the 90th, and I've got the regular yellow gold edition. And so it only makes sense to have the platinum. I think it would be real nice. Nice to have the three would be really cool.
Okay.
So, anyway, yeah, you can email me, Brian, or we have a new address, montblanc@msnpens.com, and I'll help you through and walk you through what the options are. So
we also received in a little bit as a surprise. I knew these were coming. I just didn't realize we were getting them so quickly. The Sailor Four Seasons pens, these are a Pro Gear Slim size. They are absolutely gorgeous. In fact, I think I want one.
Well, yeah.
They only come in a medium fine nib, but the light blue is really – the light blue and the green are talking to
metallic me. Green is really, really a great color. They all have a kind of a pearlescent finish.
Yes, they're beautiful.
The white's got red speckles in. And then there's ivory, which is very, very nice.
They've done a really good job. These are really cool. So those came in, and we will have these with us in Dallas.
I'm going to do that one again.
stop by and check these out. They're really cool. And I think we're getting something else really cool in tomorrow that I didn't expect, but we'll see.
Yeah, fingers crossed on that. If we do...
Greg, you're going to want this one.
Greg, you'll want this.
Greg ordered one.
Yeah, very good. It is a Sailor, and we will, if we get it in tomorrow, we will bring it to Dallas.
Yeah.
We're going to have quite an extensive Japanese selection with us. Pilot, Platinum, and in a very large Sailor selection, as always, even more so this time around. Probably the biggest selection of Japanese pens we've ever had. Including Maki-A.
Yes.
By the end of the show, Maki-A from all three brands. So Urushi, I mean, all sorts of really cool stuff. So
stop by and drool.
Yeah, check it out, man. Some of this, the platinum stuff is great. The Sailor Maki is really nice looking, and the stuff that we're going to get from the Miki is going to be
phenomenal.
Out of this world. It's going to be mind blowing. It's going to be really fun. So we have
a giveaway.
A giveaway. We're going to give something away. And a
bottle of the 1670 Emerald of Chivor. It's cool.
And
that gorgeous teal green, that blue green with the gold.
Yeah. So here's I'm putting it in the chat. Question is going to be for this one. We'll take the second correct answer to giveaway at AndersonPens.com. Which of the color of the four 1670 inks that are currently out was the first one? What is the very first 1670 ink? Which color? So
there you go.
There it is. And I'm going to put that in the chat too so everybody gets it. And while we're waiting for that,
couple shout outs. It's like, can I see the moms in the chat again? Everybody say hi to mom. I want to send a big shout out, thank you to Linda, who sent the nicest, sweetest email. Totally made our day, and you are an absolute sweetheart. Thank you for all your really, really kind words. And let's see, shout out to Michael. I still owe him an email. And who else do we need?
Our hired help here,
yeah,
that's moving the store around, and I'm afraid to see what's happening I'm afraid to see what we have to put back.
We're bringing the hired help. He's our new roadie.
He could make a lap around and show his face instead of a box in front of it if he wanted to. That
might be fun.
I don't think he's going to, though.
No,
anyway, sure. What else we got?
You know, okay. I think it'll be weird for us to have him in the car with us. We've never traveled with anyone before.
So it looks like we're getting some answers in.
There
are
we go.
Are these available?
Yeah, these are available. Would you like one? They glow in the dark.
No, I don't.
There it is, everybody.
I think there's only two left, right?
There are a couple.
A couple left.
In other words, two.
Yes. And the Retro 51 Nine Lives did come in. Our new hired help, everyone. Let's give a warm welcome.
Welcome.
To Pepe.
I would, but it gets too loud. to Pepe. Jeez. Wow. Okay. So we're gonna have a couple of those in Dallas,
yes,
but not
we
much.
Will.
So there's our winner right there.
Okay.
We have our winner. Okay, and the winner,
drum roll
please, of the 1670 Emerald of Chivor is Brooke S. So
same name as our cat.
Same name as our cat. And spelled,
Esther Brooke.
Spelled the same way. Oh, no, not quite.
Nope. So congrats, Brooke. Send us your mailing address, and we will get this out to you.
We'll ship it out for you. And we got anything else?
I think that's about it. We've got to finish packing, and it's going to be a challenge because with three people, you might have to sit on the roof.
Yeah, right.
Do you get Wi-Fi?
I have to work, so I'm working in the car.
Okay.
Three people in the car. It'll be fun. It'll be cozy.
Oh, my gosh.
Cozy,
we're
going to
sing
and,
736 bottles of ink on the wall. No?
What are we going to do the second half hour?
Willie Nelson.
So.
Bad country songs.
Show tunes.
Yes, we are going to sing and do MASH trivia again.
MASH trivia. We got to actually get some kind of trivia game. Maybe that would that would be what we should. There's got to be a trivia app. If you guys know a trivia app.
Yep. Cool. Send us an email.
I think that's it. We're going to go finish packing up and
Brooke, come on down.
Brooke, shoot us an email and then we'll get this out for you tomorrow. If you're going to be in Dallas, definitely go to the show. If you're within, I'd say if you're within 5-6 hours, man, you need to make it to the show. It's open late on Friday till like 8 o'clock.
It's well attended, well organized.
Yeah.
There are a number of seminars And I think to get in, it's only $5. It's really a good value. And the guys who organize it are just, everybody there is so friendly. There's really a big club, and they're just, everybody there is just so happy and friendly.
Yeah. So if you can make it Friday, great. If you can make it Saturday, even better, because that's when the auction is. Definitely make it. And if you do, stop by and say hi. Other words, use your pens, write to us at Anderson Pens, 10 East College Avenue, Suite 112A, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54911.
Check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, and all other social media as Anderson Pens.
The blog is blog.andersonpens.com.
And the website is andersonpens.com.
Check out the social media for updates, the new products, or events in the store. And thanks for listening to our podcast. We will see you in Dallas, and we'll see you next week. Good night, everyone.